So hi, everybody. Welcome to GenUX, our intrinsic data series. Today, we're here with Ron and Jody, who own The Cow out here in Greeley. And we're talking to them about different things that they've tried in their business and how it's evolved over the last 3 years after they purchased it from friends of theirs. So how did you even come to find out The Cow was going to be for sale?
Well, we've been eating here for years. I've been friends with the owners for a long time. In fact, my husband went to high school, we found out, with Jay. So we've become very good friends with him, and he wanted to go ahead and sell the restaurant. So my husband, being in real estate, said, all right, I can help you sell it. And then next thing I know, he's selling it to us. So here we are. But I do love hospitality, so it was not too difficult for me to make this transition.
So talking about hospitality, why do you like hospitality? Have you been in the business long?
I would say I've been in business all my life. Since I was little, I was always the one that was waiting on people and cleaning up and serving and preparing dishes. And I just always tell people that hospitality is my heart. So that's where I always test as a gift that, you know, when you do those silly little tests. With all that being said, I started out with one of the first businesses that Ron and I had is RJ's Menswear. So I got to dress people. And then from there, I moved into the mortgage business for about 22 years. And then I got to help them buy a home. And now I think it's the funnest season of hospitality for me. And that's owning a restaurant, because now I get to both feed and drink with you. Yeah.
Drinking is the fun.
Yeah.
If you like drinking.
Eating and drinking. So that really brings it all together for me.
Let's talk a little bit about what The Cow used to be versus the space that you've created. Because originally the company was called The Mad Cow, and Jody and Ron changed the name to The Cow. And they even changed the way that the environment sits within the community in Greeley. So talk to me about when you first came in, why you started to change things. What were the first kinds of like ideas that you kind of felt on the inside of the restaurant that you wanted to put your spin on? How did that evolve?
So I would say that the evolution of everything is such that our friends did a great job with the menu. So we didn't want to come in and change everything because it was working.
Yeah.
And our guests love the sandwiches and the homemade soups and such. So we, as far as a spin on the menu, we just, in the first year, took our time. And then now here we are, year number three. So we've done some tweaking to the menu as far as the food is concerned. But really, the core or the basis of it is all truly the same. And then we did go ahead and add an extensive whiskey program. My husband loves his bourbon, so that's been a real fun part of the business, is to introduce that to Greeley. There's not many places that you can find a selection like we have here at The Cow. So that's been fun. I think, too, as far as the name is concerned, I always joke around and say that Jay, the previous owner, he's a little bit angry, so love the guy to death, but in either event, I'm not a mad person, so I didn't want it to be the Happy Cow, because that sounds like an ice cream shop, so I went ahead and we just decided to go ahead and call it The Cow.
So even though you changed the menu slightly, you guys also, in the vein of like when Jay used to own it, had like specials during the week. And so you guys, I remember at a certain point, you were trying to evolve those specials and have more dinner service. And so you always do prime rib on Thursdays? And is there another day that you do prime rib?
Not currently. We're talking about adding into Saturday nights. So those are things that are at this point. And then on Wednesday night, we do have a dinner special every week. Mm-hmm. So that is a beef-centric dish, if you will. And we go ahead and change that up. And we call it comfort food cow style. I always call it cow comfort, and I get it all twisted around, but no, comfort food, cow style.
Why meat? Did you guys try other things, and then, you know, it just didn't really work in the last 3 years? Like, what? I know the place is called The Cow, but I mean, bringing different dishes and different types of meals to this area in an expansive kind of way might have been something interesting to try. So did you guys try those things?
We did, but I would just say that people look at us as the cow. They expect to go ahead and have beef, and our kitchen is very tiny, so we do, I would say, miracles in it as such. However, we wanted to stay true to that, and that we're not trying to be a fish house or seafood, or, you know, we occasionally will offer up some special appetizers and things like that, but truly what we are trying to stick to is more of our core to align with our name. So
cool. So not just being aligning with your name, but there's other things that you've also evolved the business to over time. Tell me about the evolution of the event space up here.
So it's been just an inch by inch kind of a thing. We first wanted to find out whether people really wanted to do something up here. So when we first started doing events, we were doing Christmas parties for small businesses. And so we purchased some banquet tables, and then we put the word out, and we got some traction. And as we continue to gain more and more traction, then we continue to evolve the space.
Well, most recently, we have enhanced the area with a bar, and that is in progress as well. That is a big part of what has recently happened, and we are currently also working on adding some kitchen prep space and things like that, so we can make it easier to serve anything from a plated dinner that's with a white tablecloth and the fancies to any sort of party that you might like to go ahead and have up here. Most recently, we've had some rehearsal dinners, graduations, birthdays, you name it.
So you mentioned that you kind of like build slowly and you kind of put the word out there. So what was the first couple of indications that this was the right thing to do? Like, how did you guys know that this was going to be a really good space to continue to evolve? Because we were talking about when you first started it, it was an Airbnb, and now it's evolved into a full event space. So from that to where it is today, and we just had Jody's birthday up here. Let's also talk about her birthday, her 29th birthday. And so you saw a niche in the marketplace, like Ron stated, and then you just kept evolving it and evolving it. So how did the word get out there? Did you advertise? Did you just talk to people in your community? How did people find out about this space? Because it's super cute. Like, how did they start finding out?
And a lot of word of mouth from all of us. And then as guests come in, they see people going up and down the stairs, and they're like, curiosity, oh, what's up there? And so I'm always good to give anybody a tour that wants to go ahead and see the space, because it's very unique. And I tell people that with this space, it's very fluid. So we can, once again, make it fancy or casual, whatever you would like to go ahead and do. So that's, as people started booking it, and with the bookings, more and more people got to see it. And so that traction has just continued to keep on
going. So do you guys think that because really is kind of a small town in the Far Range, and there's, I know there's event spaces here, but they seem to be really large. Do you think that yours stands out because it's a smaller, more intimate space in a really cool building? Because the building has a lot of really cool history.
Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly does. So I think that it's show and tell. And so when we bring people up here, it's like, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do this time? And so as we continue to change this space, it is like people come up here and then they tell their friends. And then, of course, the patrons downstairs always want to know what's going on. What's new? What did you change this time? And so it changes on a monthly basis.
So because it's changed and because it's evolving, and you're listening to the marketplace, and there seems to be a large need for this. So you keep changing it and evolving it. Because I remember, like I said, it used to be an Airbnb. I haven't been here for a while, and then all of a sudden I come back and there's a full bar up here and like a whole bunch of more kitchen accoutrement. I'm like, where did this stuff come from? And so let's talk about the building a little bit, because you guys have also taken that space and turned it into something that's yours. So how old is this building?
Built in 1904.
And so what was this space originally?
So one of our guests brought us a picture that was her great-great-grandfather's bakery. And so that dated back to 1915. We haven't found anybody else that knew anything about it prior to them. So once again, we have that picture. And then we have some other guests where his dad was a dentist downtown. And so he wasn't in this particular building. He was just a couple doors down. But he had some dentist friends that were up here. And then downstairs was a pharmacy. And then, well, you know, you've been in really longer than me. So after pharmacy, it was a...
After it was a pharmacy, that I think they tried some restaurants in here. And so if any of this restaurant would come in here, there's an Indian restaurant in here for a little while. There was an ice cream shop in here at one point.
Was it when you were in high school? Wasn't it a pinball?
I know what it was in high school.
Okay.
So this whole downtown, before they closed the plaza, we called it Dizzy Block. And so when I was in high school, we would just drive around down there. And I wasn't looking at the buildings. I was looking for girls.
So it's really interesting how this building has been around so long and has gone through so much evolution. And now you guys own it and you're creating your own space in it, which is really, really super cool. So now that you've had the space and it's doing really well for the event space, that's just the specific upstairs space. We'll show you the downstairs space too. But because this has done so well, what is your future state for this space? Like, what do you see happening here based on, you know, the feedback you're receiving from the people in your community, which is a great community out here, and what you've grown so far? So what do you guys think that this is going to end up being? Do you have like a vision for that based on what you've seen so far?
Well, I think we will, you know, continue to enhance the bar area. And then, like I said, we're adding some things to let us do additional prep work up here. And then ultimately, we'd like to go ahead and have a kind of a duplication of what we have downstairs in our main restaurant, where we can go ahead and prepare prime rib up here. Have to do it in our downstairs kitchen. And so kind of recreate that same footprint of what we have downstairs. So those things just take time and got to get all the right blessings from all the right people. And, you know, it's all about money too. So.
But it seems like you guys really have a good understanding of how to take what was something else and turn it into something that's yours, and then recreate an event space and have this business be thriving, which something like this. So just to grasp the hugeness of this evolution is the Mad Cow was literally just a sandwich shop with soups and prime rib dinners on Thursdays, to now is owned by you guys. And it's an event space where people are renting out this beautiful space up here. This is just one of the many rooms that you can rent. There's four more spaces. And the downstairs bar and restaurant has also evolved to having people here pretty much all day long. There's constant flow in and out. And I think that has a lot to do with the different decor that you guys have brought in, the different feeling that you guys have brought in. So it's evolved to like a lunch place, to a place where people on Thursdays and Wednesdays come with their families, their little kids, and they have these wonderful meals, these wonderful get-togethers, and it's a really beautiful gathering spot for a lot of different experiences, like your birthday. Like you were saying, rehearsal dinners, or, you know, are there other local events where people found out that you have this space, like any kind of local chapters that use the space for anything?
We frequently have Rotary clubs have their meetings up here. A lot of our guests have small businesses, and so they will go ahead and rent the space because their particular office location doesn't have a place to have a corporate meeting or kind of a planning session. So it works out great for them to rent it for, you know, a day or two, and then we can bring lunch up to them. And so we make it real easy. So it's a great space for that sort of thing as well.
So it's like an open kind of spot where you can do, we're going to edit this part of it out where I, you know, buffering, but like, yeah. It's a really cool spot where you can use it for corporate getaways. Like, it sounds like you can rent it during the day, and it sounds like during the day or during the night, you can do different events. So you're very malleable to the different ideas that can come your way with whatever people's needs are. I think that's really interesting also, because what I see is that you're fragmenting a space to cater for multiple different people's needs. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you guys even know you were doing that, or did it just kind of like well, we know people need this, so let's just open this up.
Well, I think both of us have a hard time saying no to anybody. So it's fair when someone comes and says, hey, can you do this? My brain starts going, and I know yours certainly does, to be able to accommodate that the best that we can. So, and I do tell people when they see it that it is very fluid.
So what do you guys think in the next 3 to 5 years, based on just the evolution of the space that you've created? Like I said, it used to be more of a sandwich shop, and like people would come in and leave, and it wasn't as homey, to this new space where there's an event space, people linger longer, people bring their families here. What do you think it's going to look like in 3 to 5 years from now? What are you guys, do you have any hopes and goals and dreams for this place?
So our whole thought process with this upstairs space is to create more revenue. So we look at our downstairs, and basically we say the downstairs is going to cover the bills. So we're at a break-even point with the downstairs. So everything that we do up here, we come with more facility costs already covered with what we're doing downstairs. So this will be a profit center for us. And so many restaurants and bars we operate on tight margins. And so we have the bonus of owning this building instead of leasing this much space, which if we were leasing this much space, it costs us a small fortune. So for us, we're able to grow in a way that's already covered. So I see this space, and I think Jody sees this space, as just a fun place for people to come. It's a different experience. People say speakeasy up here, so it feels old schooly, and obviously those are the things that we're continuing to try to with bringing in different bar stools. I like bar stools that are comfy, and so we pick these up, and interestingly enough, we got these on Marketplace, and so we're trying that as well. So when we see 4 bar stools for sale on Marketplace, if they're nice big overstuffed chairs, we go snap them up. So we're not looking for everything to match up here. We're really kind of trying to, this is supposed to be really
eclectic. Yeah, it's not that eclectic. So let me break it down. It's not going to look like the Alley Cat in Fort Collins. This is going to look like a grown-up eclectic. Like, you could sit in this corner, it can be cozy. You can sit in the other corner, it can be cozy. Like I said, when I first came up here, there was a couch. There's no longer a couch. Now there's cool, cozy bar stools. So things have evolved through your vision over time, basically. So let's talk a little bit more about the things that you've changed from the menu. When we talk about whiskey flights, this is a pretty good beer town too. There's a nice, you guys have a nice flight. Do you guys do rotating taps or anything like that?
Yes, we have 14 taps. And so we do rotate those. We, of course, keep our standards on there. And what we strive to do as well is have 2 or 3 of our local breweries here, because we do have some wonderful breweries in Greeley and surrounding areas. And so we try to go ahead and... So I love wine. Like I said, Ron loves bourbon. So we have a really nice selection of wine, and we're continually that and bringing in new things for people to try. And then, of course, we have a lovely bourbon and whiskey selection. And we continue to...
And what about your cocktails? Because you guys constantly reimagine and change up your cocktails based on who you have served and the season. It's pretty seasonal. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that's new also that you guys have brought. So it's the whiskey flights. It's the wine Wednesdays. It's the rotating beer taps and, you know, the standards that you guys always have. And standards in Greeley might be a little bit different than Port Collins, but it's still really fun out here. What else have you evolved the menu to do, and how have the people responded to it?
So, like you had mentioned, as far as the cocktails are concerned, we just went ahead and finalized. And when I say we, Chloe is an amazing employee here, and she came up with a new fall cocktail menu. So we finalized that today, and there's some really fun cocktails on that. So her brain's already working towards the winter ones as well. So we change those up about every 3 or 4 months, and the guests love them. So it's just always fun to go in and try a new cocktail that assimilates to the season we're in, because it feels like it just tastes better when you're drinking pumpkin spice in October versus July. So there's that. As far as the menu is concerned, like I have said, we've kept it Very similar. Yeah, we've gone ahead and combined some of the sandwiches that had some similarities. And rather than two or three sandwiches, we've combined them so that you can still make that sandwich if you were a guest here when it was the Mad Cow and you remember, hey, I used to get the nay nay every time. Well, we could tell you how you can still get the nay nay. And so we are, I think, in the next year, probably the vision would be to once again to bring in more, as Ron calls it, knife and fork dinners, so that we can truly become a place that you can come just on a Wednesday or a Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, and hopefully Monday and Tuesday. So that's our next vision.
Yeah, because you're seeing really good traction with the things that you do have. Because by the way, guys, their program is legitimately freaking delicious, and I love coming here for it. I would make the track any day of the week if you had it every week. Every day, I'd probably would come. So what other things have you seen that have worked in the Knife and Fork service?
So our Wednesday nights, we called it a chef special before. And so Jody is magically coming up with all these fantastic new things on a regular basis. And so when we try them out, we love having the fluidity of it being a chef special. So it's different all the time, but we're finding some things that are going to start to stick. So Jody's recipe for beef stroganoff is fantastic. So we're finding things that are going to start to stick. Originally, we kind of started with meatloaf, and because I like meatloaf.
I do too. Meatloaf now.
So, I mean, it's kind of, it's diner. I don't know. That's kind of what we're trying for, is comfort food up here. Mm-hmm. So because our kitchen is what it is, we can't cook steaks.
Right.
We can do a great job with prime rib because it's roasted. But expanding inside of what our kitchen is capable of doing and really providing comfort food. So, and we want to do that every night of the week. So, except for Monday. So Jody doesn't want to open on Monday.
That's so, okay.
So we have, in our location here, we have so much traffic that's starting to grow on the weekends. It used to be that our Thursday nights were our most powerful night. And so partially because the prime rib is more expensive than a sandwich is. Our power house numbers are Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday all day. So we changed from it just being kind of lunchy to people are starting to catch on to our dish.
I love it. I love it. I think that that's like, when I think of the two of you, and granted we're friends, I think of like big hearts, big home, big hugs, right? A lot of big things, right? Don't make me cry. And, it doesn't surprise me that when the evolution of what's happening here is that people are coming and having that emotional experience with you and sitting down at a table with their families, because I've noticed way more families come in the evenings than I think that they used to. Like, I do used to come before when Jay owned it. But like, even the first couple times that we came versus the last couple times that we've come, there's a lot more families that do come on those nights when you do have those wonderful dinners. And they price well. It's not like it's super, super, super pricey. You're not going to be going to Ruth Chris out here. But it's really good, and it's very family friendly, and you can feel that when you walk into this specific place. And I wouldn't call it a bar anymore or a sandwich shop, but it feels like, I don't know, it kind of feels like the extension of your dining room, really. I mean, but I know you guys, so I know what that feels like. And I do think that you're definitely somehow bringing that into this space. And I think that that's one of the reasons that I think you're seeing so much success, is because it's something that you want to do. And like, you like people. Like you said, you're in hospitality. You have to really like people to be in hospitality a long time. So I love that that's what you're looking forward to.
Okay.
So. If you want to come out here to the Cow in Greeley and have chef specials on Wednesdays, prime rib on Thursdays, highly suggested that you come out here on the Thursdays, because it's amazing. Whiskey flights, rotating taps, and an imaginative staff and really great people, then you should come here to the Cow. Anything else you want to tell us that you're up to, Jody?
Oh, I just got to say, we talked about whiskey a little bit. We have a lot of different varieties of whiskey. So when we first took over the Mad Cow, there was a bottle of Jack Daniels up there. There might have been some Rocca. Now there are 60 different bottles of whiskey on that bag.
And how are you doing with that? Is that really?
I love it.
Do you like organize the flights, and do you have them like tasting menus and stuff like that?
We the whiskey flights, for whatever reason, has not been a big. People come in here and they say, "What do you have?" We have regulars who come in here who just talk to Joni and go, "What's at the top of your shelf? I'll have one." And so they're trying new things all the time. And so it is, there's some very top shelf whiskeys and bourbons down there. And interestingly enough, Jody and I were talking about this on our trip. And so I'm super price conscious, even though I don't pay for my drinks here. So I'm price conscious. And so with the Heinz, I'll throw out a number for how much something costs. And Jody, I go, "Wow, that sounds like a lot." And Jody goes, "Well, get people to order those high-end whiskeys all the time." So,
and you do when we go out to, you have like an eye. You're like, "I want to try that." So there are those things. But as far as the whiskeys that we do have on the back bar, we get allocations that no other restaurants necessarily are going to have. So there's finds that you will see on our bar that you're not going to be able to get everywhere. So that's the other special and unique part of our whiskey selection.
So as the space is evolving, what other things would you like to host or do, or what other things do you see happening up in this event space?
So one of the things I'm really excited about, I like football. You know, I like whiskey. Whiskey and football, they go perfectly well together. So we would like to start to host parties, private parties up here for football parties. Maybe it's not just football parties, but it's watch parties. So I see that Jody has hung 3 new TVs in the main area in there. And so we're step by slowly getting one step at a time to the place where we just need to let people know we have the space there.
That's awesome. Right. And I guess to add on to that, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, we are traditionally closed on Monday evenings and on Sundays, but if someone did want to go ahead and rent the space out up here, then we can definitely accommodate that.
I guess the only other thing is that we're just open to, somebody has an idea, we want to hear it.
Okay.
Somebody has an idea for this space, we want to hear it.
So one of the other things that I find so amazing about this spot and these two people is that not only have they evolved a restaurant in a space that used to be something completely different, but now feels like a home-style restaurant / gathering place, is that they're constantly looking for feedback from their environment. Sometimes they've even changed the specials that they have on the menu because the environment's like, "Yeah, we want meat. This is called the cow. Stick with the meat." And Jody and Ron didn't push back on that. They're like, "Okay, well, this is Greeley. You want some meat? We'll give you some meat." And they always listen to their customers. They always listen to what their customers have asked them to do. And I think that's why you've seen so much success in the last 3 years in your restaurant, is because you guys do listen to your environment and you do listen to your community. I mean, who knows if you wouldn't have started this little event space, like the community responded well, not just because, like you said, we just told the people who come downstairs that we were doing this thing, and then all of a sudden they told somebody, and all of a sudden they told somebody, and somebody else told somebody else. It doesn't always work that easily, but it does make up the right combination of things. And I think that because you're going out to the community and talking to the community, and the community is informing you of their wants and needs, and you're showing up for them, they're showing up for you in the same way. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So
we're very brave.
We're all very grateful. So come and have some dinner at the Cow. And if you don't want dinner, just come here for whiskey.
Or wine.
Or whiskey. I don't know. Thanks, you guys.